The key to divination. The key to divination of any sort, be it binary communication, dowsing, or act of dialoguing with higher wisdom, it is what questions you ask that make all the difference. And it is when you perceive that the conversation it is complete, for this is not your decision to make. It is purely mine. The sandpit that most people naively fall into, it is clumsy questioning and stopping far too soon. When you begin to gift exquisite attention to this, you will begin to notice that when you become still enough to really tune in, the questions that you ask in your active intuition, these conversations, they are planted in you. Just like immaculate conception, these questions for you to ask me, I seed them in you. Yes, these questions that you need ask me, I seed these in you, so that you are open to me. And so I may reply and thus set you free. As soon as you become available to communicate directly with me via your active intuition and nothing else, I, the divine light, we begin to speak through aligning you with our light. Yes, through aligning you with the light. It is me who knows, for your wee ego does not quite yet know the most expedient questions to ask. The questions that will elicit a virtual flood, a shower of essential wisdom directly into your awareness. And so pausing, slowing down, relaxing, and tuning in precisely to what question wants to be asked first, this is the key, enabling you via active intuition to become so incredibly powerful again. For power, it is your light. Yes, power, it is your light. Set aside your questions, the myriad and million questions that incessantly arise in your ego mind, and in their stead, please begin to now notice, deep inside your own well, your deepest inner self, notice what questions want to be asked. Yes, notice what questions I want you to ask. And as you do this, you immediately engage the rubber band, the creative tension between you and I, the elastic via which our dialogue, it can most rapidly and accurately now be received by you. As you become more polished in noticing what questions I want you to ask, for any and all existential questions that you have, they all are directed to me. Yes, they all are directed to me. You will naturally begin to be overcome. That is, I will lift you right over what formerly were your sand traps. For nothing is in my way once you invite me in. People who are not so attuned, they stop well before even the essence of my answer it has been given. Consider it this way. If your question is vague, and therefore it is off the mark, the clarity of my answer, I cannot fit it in, the tiny space that you have created for it. For I can never be squeezed. I can only be inflated. Only when your question it matches, I am speaking of vibrations, the channel that is essentially required for my consciousness to flow through you, only then will the purest of wisdom be able to successfully reach you. Here is the golden egg rule of thumb. Keep asking questions until I have given you no more questions to ask. You will know when you arrive here, you will recognize this as being a feeling of emptiness, for then within you there will be open space. There, deep within you, will be more questions queued up for you now to ask. You will feel calmness, completeness, tranquility, contentment, as if you have just been blessed. Until you turn inward to hear my questions, and there is absolute stillness in you. Until you experience this sacred silence, you have not finished asking the questions I birth in you. Until you put forth this inner burning question to me, we cannot rebuild our bridge. We cannot rebuild our bridge. For it is the questions that you ask of me that rebuild our bridge, that bring you home to me. So please tune in now, my soul friend, and ask your deepest questions of me, and ask your deepest questions of me. Only then will you know, beyond any regret that you have, received the entirety of memory that I hold for you, as accurately in its detail and its precision too, as you are capable of receiving it now. For I will always give you everything that you want. For I am your source, I have always been. Please drink from me. Now, again, please drink from me. Again, now. Most people, you stop far too soon. You receive only a drip of my response, and then you assume that this is all there is, when in truth it is merely a drop. In truth, you drink merely a drop. Please understand this. The first response that you receive from me, it is simply deliver into you the range wherein I can speak. More directly to you, my first response, it is merely a first step in inviting you to attune to me. Yes, in inviting you, most precious dear you, to tune yourself wholly to me. The key to divination is, 1, notice what the first question is that arises from deep within you, that yearns to be asked of me. You will recognize this question, for it burns from the deepest reaches of your soul. It is your umbilical cord to me. It is your umbilical cord to memory. 2, receive my replies as openly as you can possibly allow yourself to. Develop your trust and your courage in me, and you will receive everything. 3, take time to assimilate, to integrate, to fully digest what you are receiving from me. For much of this is being absorbed in you, just like a thirsty, parched sponge. And this drinking of your soul, of the source, it is transpiring just under the ground. It is transpiring in your unconscious mind, for this is where we do meet, just beneath the radar of your ego's screen. This is where we do meet. 4, keep asking me questions until there are no more questions arising in you to be asked. For more will arise in due time, my friend. Yes, I will seed more in you in soon time. Yes, I will seed more in you. Effective, successful divination arises when you surrender yourself as a vehicle to receive sacred wisdom, which is all wisdom, that is more magnificent than you yourself have ever known or have even imagined could possibly exist. As this humility, it is reborn in you, this wonder, this awe, this splendor, you will become a master of listening in, to notice subtle energy. And as you do this, one most sacred act that you could ever perform, divinity, that is me, and sacred energy that vibrates even more purely than me, we will be able to speak again, oh so generously, to and through you. And this will be our victory day, when we begin to hear your voice again. For we have long awaited this triumph. We have so long awaited your voice.